Here's a story about a young musician who learned if at first, second, third, or fourth you don't succeed, try harder. Jeff London reports on the surprising journey of percussionist Miles Salerni.
Hear the kettle drums in that piece? That's Miles Salerni, a 25-year-old percussionist who just made it to the Olympics of the classical music world. He's a fellow at Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's summer home in the Berkshires. But it took him a while to get there.
I got close. I got alternate the past 4 years. But yeah, it finally took this fifth time.
Many audition, few are selected for this elite training program. When Salerni got rejected the third time, he knew he had to find another way. He joined the stage crew. It's a blue-collar job, even if they wear white shirts and black bow ties.
When I arrived, I was under the impression that I would just be moving chairs and percussion instruments and stands and maybe setting up some risers for the orchestra. I had no clue that I was going to be climbing, 45 feet in the air trying to feed a rope through a pulley.
He got up on the catwalk and about halfway down completely froze and said, "I don't think I can do this."
John Demick is the BSO's stage manager.
But he did, and you know what? I would hire him again today.
The musicians felt the same way, says percussionist Kyle Brightwell.
Miles kind of knew everything that was going on in the percussion section, and so we took advantage of that a little bit. And hey, Miles, can you grab us the tambourine? Hey, Miles, can you go grab us that Grover triangle clip that goes on the suspended cymbal stand? We could say that to him, and he would know what to look for.
And during those two seasons, when Miles Salerni wasn't looking for Grover triangle clips, he listened and learned.
I went out into the audience during the rehearsals or the concerts and would try and just soak in as much as I could.
Fast forward to the summer of 2016 and the happy ending. After 5 tries, Salerni is finally a fellow. He got to play snare drum with his peers and the BSO on the 1812 Overture.
It's very exposed and it was nerve-wracking, but very, very fun.
Miles Salerni's former boss, John Demick, says the stage crew misses him, but they're thrilled.
For us, it's incredible. I mean, once I found out that Miles actually made it through, I may have been the first person to call him to congratulate him.
And Salerni says,
I do miss the guys back at the stage crew, don't get me wrong, but yeah, there's something special about creating music, especially with a young group of enthusiastic musicians.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Lenox, Massachusetts.